We're doing Dov's Minute, and today's Rosh Chodesh. Bezrat Hashem, a few days after Rosh Chodesh, we have the mitzvah of doing Kiddush Levana, where we make a special blessing over the new moon. And the question is, why do we call it Kiddush Levana and not Birkas HaLevana? So the Medrash says, HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem, this month is to you the first of the month. Mashal, says the Medrash, to a king who engaged a woman and wrote her a small gift. And when it came time for marriage, he gave her many great gifts, like a husband. So too, this world is like engagement. As the Pasuk says, Ve'irastich li le'olam. And all God gave us in this world was the moon. As it says, HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem. And the word Chodesh in Hebrew could also mean the moon. So to speak, Hashem says, I'm giving you the moon. In this world, where it's a world of Olam HaZeh, it's only engagement with Hashem. We haven't yet connected fully. So there, here Hashem gave us the moon. But in the days of the Mashiach, where we get to marriage, so then Hashem says, I'll give you everything. Then you'll be shining like the shining of the... You will be shining. The people will be shining like the luminaries of the heavens. And being that this time here on earth, where we have the moon, and we don't give off the shine of the luminaries of the heavens, this period is called Kiddushin. So Kiddushin, when we are now in this Olam HaZeh, it's called the Olam of Kiddushin with Hashem, where we're only engaged, and that's the idea that God only gave us the moon. So we call it Kiddush Levana. So to speak, we're doing the sanctification of the moon, and we're alluding to this concept, that the reason we only have the moon to give us light at night is because we're in a world where it's still Kiddushin, we're not fully connected to Hashem. When we will be fully connected to Hashem, then the nights will be shining for us, and then the moon will be small fry. That's the time when we ourselves will give off light like the luminaries of the heavens.